Thank you so much, Commissioner. Any questions from committee members? Representative Woodsum.
Thank you. So basically, this, the last two, next to last, so it's a blank check to develop this.
Not quite. And so it would only be the standard that pertains to scenic impact. And the developer, in this case, presumably the state of Maine, would have to do best practical mitigation. So they would still need to, in their permit application, submit to us demonstration that they would be making every effort they could to minimize the scenic impact. The issue that we had when we heard about the port facility plans looking at the standards is that in this case, we're talking about structures that are just absolutely so tall that it would be very hard to say that that height was harmonious with the existing uses. But this would not allow them to build it in any way they wanted without still having to consider that scenic impact. They would have to mitigate those impacts, like trying to have, you know, particular coloration on the cranes, adjustments to the lighting. They would have to minimize those impacts, but it wouldn't be the go, no go that the current height would probably have the effect under the current law.
Okay, thank you.
Representative Briggio.
Morning, Commissioner. So this would facilitate Maine permitting. Are you aware of whether or not there'll be similar obstacles with regard to any federal permitting for a project like this?
I'm not aware of similar scenic impact standards that apply at the federal level. That is a state-specific requirement.
Representative?
When you say the scenic view and they're really tall, how do they get around that?
Well, under the current law, they probably wouldn't be able to. I mean, there would be a possibility in some other locations of the state that have a great deal more development and much taller structures where people are more used to seeing tall structures. They might be able to make a demonstration, but not in the locations that have been identified by DOT as the places that meet their needs in terms of depth of water. So Searsport and Eastport, you know, as Senator Curry said, you know, he's going to be able to see it from where he lives. That's an impact that people will definitely experience.
Representative Gremlich.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Commissioner. It's nice to see you. And this isn't, I think, a follow-up to Representative Schmerzel-Burgess's question. And I understand the intent of the proposed legislation, and maybe I'm getting too deep into the weeds. You'll correct me. In terms of the scenic impact, it feels to me like that is somewhat subjective. Are there criteria that's associated with that? Because what might impact my scenic view and what I may like may be very different from my neighbor. So how do you mitigate, where we talk about best practical mitigation? Can you just give me a little snippet of what that looks like?
Given that Director Hallowell is still in the room and has experience actually with permitting projects where we do a scenic impact analysis, I'll ask if she can come up and help to answer that question. I would just note that we do have, as I said in the testimony, a couple of rule chapters that do lay that out so that we try to provide some parameters around that subjective analysis.
And that's helpful. I mean, I don't need to go too far into the weeds. You did answer my question, because I was more over looking at what are the guardrails around that? Because I could imagine you could end up going down some rather subjective rabbit holes. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Not seeing any more questions. I just have one small question. Could they put a Christmas tree on top of that crane during the holidays if we were to change this law?
I might suggest that would probably be subject to FAA standards in terms of the lighting. So we'd have to check with them.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yep. Is there anyone here to speak in support of the proposed legislation?